Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Man, hell no!
I want to address dating in your 50s and beyond.
What the fuck? Why?
I'm going to be 61 soon and I'm still dating. And the thing is, it's not about whether the guy likes you or, you know, if you have the same interests. They're nice things. But what is really important is how you feel in the relationship.
Why are you taking advice from this woman? This woman can't, why does she feel qualified to give advice? She can't keep a man.
No, it's not about how you feel in a relationship. A relationship is about legacy, duty, responsibility, caring about another, taking care of another through thick and thin. It's not about feeling butterflies and rainbows, especially at 61. Are you fucking kidding?
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No contemplate.
So you telling me in over 40 years of dating, you never met anybody who made you feel good? You've never grown up. If you think relationships are all about positive, you know, wonderful feelings, you're still 16 mentally. And you know what we say about women being teenagers and how long that lasts. If you haven't, I'll just say it forever. Until a casket drop.
So if you're thinking of dating, or if you are already dating, and you're kind of not getting anywhere with it, ask yourself the question, how do I want to feel in a relationship?
Wow.
That might help you out.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Look, if you're this old, and you still haven't figured out men or figured out how to keep a man, and over 4 decades of dealing with men, please just give up. Read some of those books in the background. Try out different hairstyles. Try out new wardrobes. Anything but dealing with men.
I wanted to revisit a post that I posted last year about putting yourself first.
You might be experiencing a new chapter in your life, but take it from me. You can, and you absolutely will survive if you're putting yourself first.
This is a message that I wholeheartedly believe in, but I wanted to clarify something. Putting yourself first does not mean being selfish to other people. It's about finding balance.
Right.
There are times in our lives where we do put other people before us because that's what you do in relationships. But again, it's about balance. So prioritizing self-care and setting boundaries are very important, and your needs do matter. Filling your own cup is very vital because you can't pour from an empty cup. But it's not an excuse to trample on other people's feelings, and especially those that are in your inner circle. So yes, put yourself first, but remember the magic word, balance.
Look, I agree. Yeah, I know it's shocking. Someone does need to care about themselves to some extent in a relationship, and they need to have hobbies, and they need to have things that make themselves happy, and they need to have boundaries, etc., etc. But this is just so basic. I mean, why do you have to get online and tell this to all these women? Because women don't learn basic decency until they hit the wall.
Like how Pokemon would evolve to the next level, dumb shit learn morals at level 35.
And this woman has hit the wall, and that's why she on TikTok giving advice. It never fails. Can somebody tell me in the comment section what the hell is on her chest? Just please. And is it just me, or does it seem like the older a woman gets, the bigger the sunglasses? I don't know. Maybe I'm tripping.
Through this whole spiritual healing growing journey, I really thought I had to be alone to do it, right? I get involved with someone and the dynamic changes. Here's what I thought. I thought, because in the past when I've been in a relationship, it was created through a trauma bond. So we had this trauma and we would talk about the trauma and that bonded us. And so I put it in the category of, oh no, this is no good. You can't talk about your pain and your suffering and the dragons, for example, behind you because that's a trauma bond. No, here's what I didn't realize. And I'm only sharing this in case other people were in the same headspace as me. If it's obvious, I'm super sorry. A trauma bond is when you have these issues, you come together to discuss them, and you hold each other in that space of negativity and trauma. And so it builds on the negativity and trauma. So you it's kind of like victimhood, where you serve each other with, yeah, I had this too. Oh my God, isn't that awful? Yeah, that sucks. And you keep going into...
Look at her. She's still running off at tomorrow.
Look, if you're an older woman and you find yourself on TikTok watching an older woman talk about dating with hand puppets. Something has just went terribly wrong and you should seek professional help.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
I've said it a million times before. Once women get ruined in the dating market, they're ruined for life. There's no amount of therapy in the world that could fix it. But I'm not saying don't try. Try to go to therapy so you can have some peace within yourself. Not so you can make a relationship work. That probably won't happen. But just go to therapy so you can be okay with yourself.
She's going to have issues for the rest of her life.
Why do any of these women think that they should be giving advice? I mean, do you have a degree in any of this, ma'am? I mean, have you even read one book on any of these issues? It's crazy how these women think they're dating gurus because they've been through so much bullshit in dating. I mean, if you've been failing consistently for decades, you're the last person anybody should listen to on the topic.
Taking advice from a girl like this is like taking advice from a dude who's been in 18 car accidents last month on how not to get in a car accident. That motherfucker don't know because he been getting in the car accidents all month. Right? Don't ask him. Ask somebody with a clean driving record. You see what I'm saying? This is just sick and sad, man. This is sad. I'm going to get off here, man. I'm living my nightmare.
It is a monster. It's in my head. The space of it. The healing part, which is what I'm experiencing with Ken, is when the dragon comes and I say to him, oh my God, there's a dragon over there. He cuts the shit out of it. He slays it for me. And then he comes back to me and he allows me to be in that space, go through the pain. And instead of him contributing to it, he shows me a path to the light through it. You can share the space and the pain with somebody and they have evolved enough to guide you through it.
Beta
is a sign of being a beta male.
Beta.
It sounds like Ken deserves better than you. It sounds like Ken deserves a woman who isn't on TikTok in her 50s. It sounds like you're going to bring Ken down with all your bullshit, and he will grow to regret the day he ever met you. This whole video is childish. This whole video is stupid and juvenile, and I wish you could find something better to do with your time. Ken, get the fuck out of there.
Statistics are an extremely important part of research, but you have to break down the statistic in order to get the full picture. I'm going to use your comment, for example. So 70% of women over 40 file for divorce. That is a true fact. It's a stat. But why they're filing is not 100% for the reasons that you say. Many of these women file because they're forced at it. Their hand is forced.
Oh! Fiction can be fun.
Wow. The land of make-believe.
You know why I think most women file? It's because they're disloyal. They're never satisfied. They think the grass will be greener on the other side, and it rarely is. Or because they just want to take the man for half of everything he has. Or she never loved him in the first place, and she just got fed up with faking it.
The man has left. They've been living separate lives. And they just want to move on. I can tell you firsthand from the work that I do that many women, their men have gone off living with somebody else and refuses to file. We have to assume that a lot of this has to do with money, with not wanting to pay alimony. They've worked for half their money. Not to mention that sometimes women are working too. But in these cases, the woman has to file because the man refuses to. Sometimes the woman files just because they're over the relationship. There's nothing super bad or wrong, but it just hasn't gone well.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
A lot of women just don't honor their contracts and commitments. They'll use their feelings as a justification to go against a commitment they made. And there's really nothing honorable or respectable about that. Look, regardless of why most women file for divorce, the point is, it's not worth it to get married, fellas. Even if all these divorces are being filed because men are just horrible, either way, don't get married, fellas. Hey, folks, it's me, RB Sensei. I'm so tired of going over these dingbats. Support the content and keep the machine running. You could join for $5 via Patreon or Subscribestar, or for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You get access to my normal videos one day early, as well as 2 to 3 exclusive videos a week. Now back to whatever dumbass I was reviewing before this commercial started.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
Whoever started the independent woman movement, like, take it back. Or take me off the list.
Nope.
Because that whole I don't need a man thing is so confusing. Because it's like, what do you need then? a bunch of women. Women need men. Men need women.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a coinkydink.
Unfortunately, your years of, you know, being on your man-hating and being on your I-don't-need-no-man-ish, it ruined you. Now the chances that you would ever be a good long-term partner, look, they're slim to none. You just need somebody to pay for your that's why you're having to change your heart. You're tired of working. You're tired of paying all the bills by yourself. You need help. You don't have love for men. You don't respect men. You haven't respected men. You're not going to trick us. You're just not going to trick us.
Now listen, we're nobody's fool.
I do not want to be an independent woman.
No way. Like,
I do not want, God, I am not an independent woman.
Yeah, you are.
Please do not make me an independent woman.
Go for it.
Pack me up.
All right, I'm just getting back from the gym, and I'm driving home, and I just thought of reason number four, that online dating sucks. Yeah. So, I am fine being curvy. Would I rather be a couple sizes smaller? Probably. Who doesn't? But I'm good with being curvy.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I've come to terms with it. It is what it is. But in the beginning, it was that constant feeling, should I make sure they read my bio and know that I'm not a size 2?
Look, the reason you're single, it's not that you're fat. It's not that you're not that attractive. It's not the Christmas tree earrings. It's your dog's personality. And it's the fact that probably every aspect of your life is completely cringe. Women put way too much emphasis on their looks and not every other, you know, ridiculous aspect of their lives. You had plenty of opportunities with decent men since you were 15 to make something work.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.